This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A recent study completed by Washington State University gave the first population estimate for Canada lynx in Glacier National Park. The researchers used trail cams to count 50 Canada lynx in the park and immediate surrounding areas, the first time a count has been conducted for the elusive and large wild cat. Lynx range from Canada and Alaska south into a few states in the lower 48. While no large-scale population estimates are available, scientists believe that Northwest Montana and northern Idaho likely have the strongest lynx populations. With large ear tufts and feet built for hunting snowshoe hares in deep powder, the Canada lynx is an elusive species prowling parts of Montana and the northern Rockies. Both female and male Canada lynx make vocalizations during their breeding season to attract a mate. The lynx prefer a habitat of dense cover, so it makes sense that these sneaky, leggier-than-a-bobcat relatives would need to cry out to find one another. The American Prairie Reserve has purchased a wildlife and waterfowl-rich property located on the eastern border of the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation in Phillips County, Montana. The nearly 5,000-acre property comprises 3,000 deeded acres and 1,800 leased acres located south of Dodson, Montana. A little more than 1,800 of the deeded acres are under a conservation easement with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service with the intention of protecting and promoting waterfowl habitat. In addition to Fort Belknap, the property also borders the U.S. Fish and Wildlife's Korsbeck Waterfowl Production Area. This latest land acquisition is called the Wild Horse Unit. The name comes from Wild Horse Creek, which is near the property and a major tributary of the Big Warm Creek system. The land purchase brings American Prairie Reserve's total deeded and leased property to more than 460,000 acres. Allison Fox, chief executive of American Prairie, said, "We are excited to share a fence line with our friends at the Fort Belknap Indian community for the first time. We plan to continue partnering with our Ania Nakota neighbors, many of whom share the vision of a full-functioning prairie ecosystem. The property contains a diverse landscape of wetlands, grasslands, and gumbo soils, providing outstanding habitat for large populations of mule and white-tailed deer, pronghorn antelope, upland game birds, waterfowl, and prairie dogs. The American Prairie Reserve also has land dedicated to restoring bison to their native grasslands." In the southwest corner of the Amazon jungle, a team of scientists have uncovered evidence of ancient ruins of 11 previously unknown settlements with vast pyramids and water canals. The previously unknown settlements are from a pre-Hispanic civilization, ending a scientific debate and archaeological dogma about whether the location could support a large population of people. Ancient Amazonians built and lived in densely populated towns with 22-meter-tall clay pyramids surrounded by kilometers of elevated pathways about 1,500 years ago. Researchers uncovered two new big settlement sites named Kotoka and Landvar, as well as 24 minor sites, 15 of which were previously unknown. The villages date from 1400 to 500 CE, when this section of the Bolivian Amazon was home to the Casarabe civilization. And the complexity of the previously unknown settlements is apparently, quote, mind-blowing. According to team researcher Heiko Prumers, an archaeologist at the German Archaeological Institute, it's the first clear evidence that there were urban communities in this region of the Amazon basin, demonstrating that the Amazon was home to advanced societies long before Europeans arrived. Archaeologists used LIDAR, a remote sensing technology that uses lasers to produce a 3D representation of the ground below, to unearth structures and land features that have been buried under vegetation. Without LIDAR, the discoveries would have taken 400 years to survey by conventional means, according to Prumers. The LIDAR pictures revealed walled enclosures with large terraces that rose 6 meters above the ground, with conical pyramids built of earth standing at one end of the terraces. The researchers think that the people who most likely resided in the terraces regions traveled along causeways that linked the sites. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.